In this tutorial, we will review how to auto-post exceptions with future retractions and ensure that your day sheet will balance. In this tutorial, we will review how to auto-post exceptions with future retractions and ensure that your day sheet will balance. In auto-post, when the exception report contains a future retraction, an exception message will state the payment. The payment amount that will be retracted, and it will also suggest that it be placed in the unapplied payments. In AutoPost, when the exception report contains a future retraction, an exception message will state the payment amount. In AutoPost, when the exception report contains a future retraction, an exception message will state the payment amount that will be retracted, and it will also suggest that it be placed in the unapplied payments. At the bottom of Section 1 of the exception report, an informational message will also display the amount that will be retracted. This information is given to allow the user to know that the amount stated will be taken back at some point on a later date. The negative amount indicates that it is a future retraction and it will not be in today's business. The adjustment code for a future retraction will be either a forwarding balance or a withhold code. Below the adjustment code, the claim number and the HIC number are listed. The HIC, or health insurance claim number, is the specific patient's insurance policy number. Depending on the insurance provider, this information may not always be available. MedEnt will always provide all of the information regarding the claim that is supplied from the individual insurance. This tutorial will show how to process the exception report with a future retraction at the service level. Please note that the exception message regarding the future retraction is displayed in the way that it is on the report because this section of the file has no CPT code available. The message at the top of the report is intended for the entire claim, not necessarily the top exception. Which means that the entire report must be changed in order to properly process the claim. Not necessarily the top exception, which means that the entire report must be changed in order to properly process the claim. When doing a future retraction, you should handle the exceptions the same way you would handle other adjusted claims. You should handle the exceptions the same way you would handle other adjusted claims. Processing the exception report with a future retraction should always start by reversing the retracted adjudicated charges on the claim. Processing the exception report with a future retraction should always start by reversing the retracted adjudicated claims on the chart. Processing the exception report with a future retraction should always start by reversing the retracted adjudicated charges on the claim. These will be the exceptions with the negative pay amounts. Processing the exception report with a future retraction should always start by reversing the retracted adjudicated charges on the claim. These will be the exceptions with the negative pay amounts. This should be followed by the reposting of the corresponding positive pay amounts. Please follow the exception message instructions for each of the adjusted charges. Click the pay amount link for the reversal, and the reverse payments and adjustments screen will appear. Scroll through the list to find the payment desired. When you have located the payment on the charge needing to be reversed, click on the amount, and a box will appear to enter the amount to be reversed. The total amount will always default in automatically. When you have located the payment on the charge needing to be reversed, click on the amount, and a box will appear to enter in the amount to be reversed. The total amount will always default in automatically. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and a pop-up will state that you have just reversed off the insurance payment. The prompt will ask, "Would you like to go back to the ledger?" The prompt will ask if you would like to go to the ledger and rebuild the charge to an insurance. Selecting Yes will access the charge detail screen. Answering No at this prompt will leave the charge out to a personal balance. At the charge detail screen, when doing the reversals, be sure to put the charge back out to the appropriate insurance prior to reposting any of the payments. Click the insurance link to designate the correct insurance provider to put the charge out to. When the insurance is set, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and the ledger card will appear. Click the back button, and an options prompt will appear with four options to handle the specific payment. Because the exception message states to reverse and exit, selecting option 4 is the proper choice for this payment. Because the Because the exception message states to reverse an exit, selecting option 4 is the proper choice for this payment. Selecting option 4 is the proper choice for this payment. Selecting option 4 is the proper choice for this payment. At the options prompt, after you have selected the appropriate option, you will be asked if you are sure that you do not want to reapply this payment. Always select yes at this prompt when auto posting. You do not want to reapply this payment. You do not want to reapply this payment. At the options prompt, after you have selected the appropriate option, you will be asked if you are sure that you do not want to reapply this payment. Always select yes at this prompt when auto posting. You do not want to reapply this payment. You do not want to reapply this payment. Remember to always reverse the corresponding adjustment whenever reversing a payment. Remember to always reverse the corresponding adjustment when reversing a payment. Reversing an adjustment will automatically add the amount of the adjustment back to the charge. All of the negative exceptions should be reversed and exited before reposting. All of the negative exceptions should be reversed and exited before reposting the positive exceptions. After all of the reversals are completed, at the exception report, you can click into the positive pay amount links to repost these exceptions. Notice that the exception message will state that this should be posted as no to today's business. Notice that the exception message will state that this should be posted as no to today's business. This is because the reposting of these payments is not actually adding any new money to the other than the charge that will be taken back on a later date. Reposting using the pay amount links will automatically set the today's business flags accurately. This is very important for the balancing of your day sheet. Reposting using the pay amount links will automatically set the today's business flags accurately. Click the amount link, and depending on the insurance selected, the insurance post or the Medicare post screen will be accessed. You will notice the check information and claim amounts will default in automatically. Click over the appropriate claim, and the manual posting pop-up will appear. The check sum should equal zero in order for the claims to balance. If the check sum is valued at zero, click the OK button at the pop. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and the claim will successfully be reposted, and you will return to the AutoPost exception report. The zero payment that corresponds to the amount that will be taken back is how the insurance states that this claim has been reprocessed. To view why the claim was rejected, access the reason and remarks codes to the right of the amount link. The The zero payment, that corresponds to the amount that will be taken back, is how the insurance states that this claim has been reprocessed. To view why the claim was rejected, access the Reason and Remarks codes to the right of the Amount link. Click over the appropriate claim, and again the manual posting pop-up will appear. Click over the appropriate claim, and again the manual posting pop-up will appear. Enter in the approved amount as shown on the exception report pop-up. Enter in the approved amount as shown on the exception report pop-up. In this instance, the claim was denied, so the amount entered should be... In this instance, the claim was denied, so the amount entered in should be zero. After the approved amount is entered, a pop-up will appear asking if the claim is going to be appealed. This will be up to your office to determine how you want to handle the specific claim. If you decide to appeal the claim, click Yes, and the entire amount of the initial charge will automatically pull into the Appeal Amount field. If you decide to appeal the claim, click Yes, and the entire amount of the initial charge will automatically pull into the Appeal Amount field. And the entire amount of the initial charge will automatically pull into the appeal amount field. A prompt will appear and state that a group and reason code. Are required. Enter the respective codes, which can be found in the exception report pop-up. Enter in the respective codes, which can be found in the exception report pop-up. Alternatively, if your office decides not to appeal the denial of the payment, you would select No at the appeal prompt. You will notice a different set of fields and options will be available. You should evaluate these options based on the reason the claim was denied. Click the Adjust Off Balance button on the button line. Clicking the Adjust Off Balance button on the button line will automatically write off the charge. Clicking the Adjust Off Balance button on the button line will automatically write off the charge. You will be required to enter an appropriate internal MedEnt code in the Adjustment Code field. You will be required to enter an appropriate internal MedEnt code in the Adjustment Code field. Clicking the Adjust Off Balance button on the button line will automatically write off the Clicking the Adjust Off Balance button on the button line will automatically write off the charge. You will be required to enter an appropriate internal MedEnt code in the Adjustment Code field. You can also put the charge out as a patient responsibility, or you can bill the charge to another insurance if available. Finally, after all of the exceptions have been reviewed and completed, the final step is to repost the amount of the future retraction to the unapplied payments. You can do so by clicking the exception report. You can do so by clicking the exception message link and clicking the post button on the button line. Finally, after all of the exceptions have been reviewed and completed, the final step is to repost the amount of the future retraction to the unapplied payments. You can do so by clicking into the exception message link and clicking the post button on the button line. At the posting options menu, select the appropriate option. In this example, option 4, Medicare payments, will be the correct option. At the Medicare post screen, in the Today's Business field, select No as stated in the exception message on the exception report. At the Medicare post screen, in the Today's Business field, select No, as is stated in the exception message on the exception report. Make sure to also enter in the check number and the total pay amount. The total pay amount is the amount that is displayed in the exception message. When this information is added, click the Unapplied button on the button line, and the Unapplied Payment pop-up will appear. The fields in this pop-up will generally default in automatically. But you may adjust these fields if necessary. Click the OK button when the fields are set, and you will return to the post screen.
A negative credit will be present under the balance column.
Where it will be stored until the insurance retracts the payment on a later date. MedEnt recommends that after the exception report is completed, a day sheet should be run in order to balance the check. This concludes the AutoPost Exceptions with Future Retractions. This concludes the AutoPost Exceptions with Future Retractions video tutorial.